This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think it's a rule of business journalism here in the 20-teens that a couple of times a year, at least, you got to make reference in one way or another to the financial crisis and the recession. I kid, but not really by very much, because the after effects are very real. We did get a sign today, though, another sign, really, that the housing crisis might firmly be in the rearview mirror. According to the research folks at CoreLogic, the number of homes in this country at some stage of the foreclosure process is at the lowest level we've seen since 2007, which is good, with a caveat, which Marketplace's Adrian Hill will provide right now.
Back in 2004, when the housing market was on fire, home ownership rates peaked at about 70%. We all know what happened next, and we had 8 million foreclosed homes to show for it. Now the housing market is improving, but home ownership rates, the percentage of people who actually own the houses they live in, they haven't rebounded. They're at their lowest level in more than a quarter century. So where'd all those foreclosed homes go? Darren Bloomquist is an economist at RealtyTrack.
Foreclosures have been soaked up largely by investors buying up properties as rentals.
Basically, they took advantage of cheap housing and the fact that people who lost their homes still needed a place to live.
We saw a lot of the hedge funds and big private equity groups get into this business.
Frank Notaft is an economist with CoreLogic.
The number of single-family houses that were in the rental stock in 2006 was 9 million, increased by 3 million in the following 7 years.
That, in turn, drove down the supply of homes for sale and helped drive up prices in many markets around the country. Now, higher prices could make those investors and current homeowners more willing to sell, but...
So though the housing market has recovered, housing finance has not recovered.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate at the Wharton School. She says people who might normally consider buying or trading up are still struggling to get a mortgage. Renting may be the new normal. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.